Hi, welcome to Shikikilib podcast, and this is the third time I tried to record this, but it's been a long time I didn't record a podcast. But this is a $1 million idea, and it happened after 3 hours of sleep. And I go back to bed, I close my eyes, and this happened. So this podcast is made with me with my eyes closed, listening to 528 hertz, I think, so with headphones. So I'm gonna make it short and sweet because it's the third time I try to record this podcast, and it's a $1 million idea that gonna reduce the blueprint of each and every human on planet Earth. So this is not a joke. This is the insight, the revelation that I have with my eyes closed. It's like I am receiving a download, and I really need to share this because this idea, it's bigger than me, and I got already my divine mission, divine plan, and this is not to me to put this in place, but this is to me to share it. So I'm gonna keep it short. So stay with me right now. I'm telling you, electric garbage truck, it's a must, you know? Like, probably this should be the first, but we have the cars, and very soon we're gonna have the trucks, you know, with Tesla. But if Tesla is not willing to put some electric garbage truck, well, if you resonate with this, you need to take action now. It did not stop there. This is not just this. I'm not just telling you this for, oh, electric garbage truck. No. Like, think about this. There will be always in life, and there will always be more garbage. Why we use still gasoline garbage truck, you know? And the technique of release and put the garbage, it's really not working, you know. It's really bad for Earth, and we need to do something about it. So the best way to do something about it is that where the garbage truck is going, it's in a eco-friendly place, of course, electric, solar, windmill, name it, I don't care, you know. But what they do with the garbage, they put it into a process where, you know, maybe there is only 2-3 employees in the place. Everything is electric with robots, or I don't know, convoyeur. And they dump their stuff there, and it get burned. But now I know what you say. Yeah, but they already do that and it's really bad. Yeah, but they do this really bad because it's done by bad people. Let me tell you, they need to burn it inside. And there is a system of filtration where all the smoke gets filtered to an organic process that I don't know what it is. That information was not revealed. And at the end of the cycle, the air come out pure. And you know, if everyone, every countries do this all over the world, imagine the impact that it have in the air. Imagine all the companies that use the same system of filtration when they release smoke out of their business, if they have the same system of filtration of the air. We just solved the issue on Earth. The planet get warmer, the iceberg is melting. Well, we can't stop all that by putting this system of garbage truck and this system of purification of what is burning and what come out of the chimneys of companies and of what the garbage truck all the garbage get burned, and what come out at the other end, it's pure. The recycle trucks, well, they keep doing their stuff, you know, by recycle and repurpose what can be repurposed. And the compost trucks, well, they keep doing their things as well. So I hope you gonna really act on it. If you really resonate with this idea, please like this podcast. There will be more like this in the future. So please share this to everyone that you know, because people need to hear this. Thank you for listening. Namaste. Shikikilib style. Oh yes.